Yeah, about as big around to cut that pencil, cut
about
a piece off.
About the size of a good sized bean.
Yeah. We don't, nobody never uses them for anything.
Well, I call these wild, maybe they aren't, but we didn't call them, they just came.
Well, it might be a different species of wild grapes, but we have our tame grapes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what, maybe that was too far north for grapes.
Well, they could still have them.
Well, you don't have any peaches up there much, do you?
No, not at all, I don't think.
Have apples?
Apples, cherries.
Well, I thought maybe you'd have apples.
The birds get the cherries.
Yeah, they do here.
What do you call maple syrup that's real? Say, I'm going to go down and get some, what? Some real maple syrup. What's another word for real?
What is it, Mom?
Sugar syrup?
Mm-hmm.
Maple sugar?
Yeah. But another word for real is this one. Genuine or?
Yeah, genuine would be one. Pure.
Genuine maple syrup?
Mm-hmm. Good.
There's a lot of imitations, you know, of maple syrup. I said what you can do. You can take about 14 or 15 red corn cobs and put them in a kettle with a 2 gallon of water and boil that water down to a gallon and take that gallon and put, I believe it's 6 cups of brown sugar in it, and then cook that down to about a half a gallon, or anyhow low enough to a consistency that it'll strain, you know, when you stick a fork or a knife or anything in it. And it's just hard to tell from real maple syrup.
Never heard of that.
Well, I've seen it. She never did make any. Or you can tell you another thing you can do. Of course, you haven't got any up there. But we have down here what we call scaly bark hickory. That is a hickory tree, you know, with the bark all scaled up on it, you know, rough bark. Well, you can pull that off and wash it off good and put that in water. Now, you've made molasses out of that. And it's just a genuine imitation to genuine maple syrup.
Hmm.
I'll go ahead with the question.
Okay. Say you wanted an apple. How would you ask your wife for an apple?
Well, I wouldn't ask her as civil as I would if I didn't know her, but then I'd say, would you please hand me an apple?
Or if you wanted her to give you one, what would you say?
I'd say, gimme.
Yeah.
You know.
Gimme an apple.
Yeah, that's a give, but you know, that's just a little bit too hard to say. I'd say, give me an apple.
Well, that's what I say, gimme. Sure. Say you want to find out where something was, say a field of tobacco back there, you say, oh, it's over, what, just a little ways.
Just a little over the hill, or a little over the fence, or something like that.
How about over yonder?
Well, you know, we have a southern expressive dialect in this part of the state and county that just a little bit over yonder.
Oh, very good. Very good. Now, say I'm doing something and I'm doing it the wrong way. I say, no, that's the wrong way. Do it. What? Do it.
This way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, do it this way, or why don't you do it this way? Or
would you ever say this away?
Well, that away. Why don't you do it that away, or this away, or something like that.
Now, what do you say to people when you can't understand them? You want them to repeat. You say.
Well, you'd say. Ordinarily, we'd